Blog Talk Radio.
Thank y'all very much for listening to
John.
It's been a pleasure to play with you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Linning and our co-host John from Kenya, Africa. We are coming to you live from the United States of America. This is your host, Diane Linning. I'm so glad you are with us tonight. You are here to hear the word of God at his appointed time. He has appointed this time for you to hear his word. So let's open tonight in prayer. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each one who is listening. Lord, we pray that you would bless each one. Lord, help them to have a personal experience and knowledge of you, Lord, and to understand the scripture as it is read to them tonight. We pray you give them special understanding. I know it may be difficult for many who are hearing it for the first time. It may be new to them, Lord, but we know you can help them to understand enough to make it wonderful and worthy of reading it again to find out more. For we know that the mysteries of God are answered in this book of Revelation and in the Bible. And we pray, Lord, that you would help each one as we reach out to those around the world, but especially in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere tonight, that you would give them the ability, Lord, to meet the needs of their families. Help them, Lord, to put you first and to trust in the Lord God to help them to meet the needs in their communities, to find the ability to grow the food they need, to make the products they need to sell, to provide the services to make money, and to find natural resources they may need, such as water, and sometimes they can use plants to make products. Lord, we just pray you'd give them ideas with things to make that they can sell in their local communities for their own needs, for the people of their country, but also for visitors who come to their resorts. We pray, Lord, for those churches and communities who are established, that you would help them to grow and multiply and to share the word of God in this time. And we pray, Lord, for the power of God to be revealed in their lives, their churches, and their communities. We pray for a special anointing on them and for John as he shares and speaks and calls in the faith, with faith in God that you will help him. We pray you will bless him and anoint him and help him to see his future, Lord, enough at a time to encourage him and know that you have your hand on his life. And we pray, Lord, you would bless his community church, wherever he attends, that that church would grow and multiply and come to know the Lord in their own special and unique way. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you know, tonight I said I would start again in Revelation and read some reference verses that go along with it. Well, what I have found that some of those verses are interesting to read and some aren't as interesting. So you don't know what I've got listed in my Bible, but I'm going to pick a few to read to supplement again the book of Revelation as we read it a second time in a different way. There are different ways to approach reading materials. When you want to understand it more in depth, you read supplemental readings that might give you deeper understanding. So that's what we're going to try tonight. I haven't done this before, but I just feel led to do it. What it can do is introduce you to other books in the Bible in case you haven't read too much from the Bible, or even those of us who have been Christians for many years. I think what it does is connect and tie the scriptures together to the end book of the Bible called the Revelation. The revelation given to St. John the Divine on the island of Patmos is God's explanation to us of what is happening now in the end time and what we will see in the end of this time and when the new Jerusalem replaces the earth as we know it. We will have a place, life will continue on. It's not that life will end, it's that we'll have a new Jerusalem. And earth, as we know it, will end. However, you know, that's a good thing for those who know, love, and serve God, because the New Jerusalem is going to be even better than life on earth. It's going to be glorious, beautiful. We've described it before when we read it the first time, and we'll get to that again when we read through this time. I find Revelation so valuable that it's worth going through a second time. So we're going to worship the Lord for a minute and just sing of his love and praises forever, as sung by the group Delirious. And in a few minutes, John's going to call in. We'll be right back with you, so let's enjoy this song together and worship the Lord. I can sing of your love forever. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. 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 When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now,
love God, brothers and sisters, you can sing of his love forever. Even in times of trial and difficult times, God helps us through those times. He doesn't promise that we won't have any trials or tribulations or difficulties, but he does promise that he will be there to help us through them, that life on earth will have its difficulties. Why? Because Satan is loose, going around seeking whom he may devour. And he wants to cause us problems and difficulties. But the more we pray and stay in communion with the Lord, the more he helps us. And we can bind those spirits that come against us in the name of Jesus and loose the power of God's angels to help us when we pray. And where two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus said, to pray, he is there amongst and with us. And let's remember when we pray in Jesus' name that he is with us. I'm going to start reading, and when John calls in, then we'll stop and let him read this chapter in Swahili. We're reading in chapter 1 of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. And here we know that John writeth his revelation to the seven churches of Asia. And he writes about the coming of Christ and his glorious power and majesty. Verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record or witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now here we have our first reference verse to read in conjunction with this. Remember, we're talking about Jesus Christ. Goes to 1 John chapter 1. Now 1 John is a different book than the book of John. So if you find John in the New Testament, it's a few books after that. So go on through. It's pretty close to Revelation. It's First John, Second John, and then Jude and Revelation. So you can find it's pretty close. So reading in the first chapter of... Oh man, I just tore my Bible. Lord help me. the first chapter... That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So we want an ongoing fellowship with the Father and with his Son. It's a relationship, isn't it? Verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your and our joy may be full. This is written for us that we can have joy and be full of joy in our relationship with the Lord. So these are encouraging words that go along with Revelation. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Remember we read that back in the book of John? Only in a different way, but it's saying the same thing. God is light. And there is no darkness in God. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we are liars and we do not do the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So this is supporting, reiterating, repeating, and saying again that walking in the light of the Lord Jesus is important. And that walking in the light gives us a joy-filled relationship or fellowship with one another and with the Lord Jesus. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's when we confess our sins. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So another way to say that is if we say that we have not sinned, and yet we know we have, then his word is not in us because you're lying. And another verse in Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we know that all have sinned. So that if you say you're not a sinner or you've never sinned, that's just not the truth. We need to learn to speak the truth, for that is a godly way. Now, a little bit about the author of this epistle of 1 John and the two following epistles. The fourth gospel in Revelation was the apostle John, the son of Zebedee. His close intimacy with Jesus is indicated by the expressions, the beloved disciple, and the disciple whom Jesus loved. So it's obvious here that John had a joyful, loving, intimate relationship with Jesus, and that they loved each other. Whether this epistle preceded or followed the writing of the gospel is the matter of considerable dispute, and consequently a difference of opinion as to the date, some placing it as late as 90 AD, while others assign it an earlier date. So 90 AD would have been 90 years after the death of Christ. It is generally admitted that it was written at Ephesus, the residence of this apostle. Wow, I've been to Ephesus in Turkey, on the west coast of Turkey. Oh, it's a beautiful place. When we were in Ephesus a few years back, we still were able to view and see the streets of the original Ephesus. They were made out of marble, and the facades of the buildings were still standing because they were made out of marble, but the back of the buildings were gone, had deteriorated. But we could see that Ephesus was an impressive place to live. I wonder what it would look like if someone were to rebuild it. In thought and style, it closely resembles the fourth gospel, this book here. Error in doctrine and practice had spread among the Christians of that region. So, you know, even in such a short time after Jesus' time, there were mistakes and error in the way people spoke about the religion. That's why I like to read right from the Bible, because when people talk on and on and on without reading much scripture, they sometimes get off into ways that are not biblical or not necessarily what God means, or they're not even correct sometimes. So lessons and messages grounded in the Word are the best kind of lessons to have. So we find that they fail to come into full spiritual relationship with God in Christ because of their erroneous ideas of the person of Christ. So we need to pray to understand that we really understand who Jesus Christ is. The point of central importance in these false notions was their denial that Jesus came in the flesh. Well, we know that Jesus came in the flesh, that he lived here on earth, and that he sacrificed his life to become the blood sacrifice for our salvation. Don't ever deny that, because that is an error. We want to speak the gospel correctly, don't we? Excuse me if I do sneeze. I'm working on a sneeze. Maybe I can keep it from happening. They did not deny that such a person had come, but that he came in the verity of our human nature. That is, they denied the incarnation and saw in the person of Jesus Christ only a transient apparition of the divine nature. I think they probably didn't believe that it was he was God in the flesh, but we know from reading John last year that Jesus was indeed God in the flesh. Such an erroneous view of the person, the real humanity of our Lord, would have been the most serious effect upon their spiritual life, since they were unable to have that fellowship with God in Christ, as God had revealed himself in the incarnate Christ, who was very man as well as very God. So he was a man, and yet he was God. Now you and I may have difficulty in understanding that, because you and I would have a difficult time believing that we could be God. We're human. Jesus was human. He was God, but we're not God. Well, that's where a step of faith comes in, when we read the scripture and when we ask the Lord to reveal himself to us. We know then that the reality of God is indeed real. So it's important to have prayer times when you study the scripture. That's why we stop and pray and read and ask that the Lord would give us understanding. Now, unfortunately, our friend John has not called in yet. So he said he was going to. I just communicated with him a few minutes ago. So we'll just trust that he's going to call in any minute. I'll continue on in verse 3 in Revelation. It says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep these things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." What does that mean, to keep these things which are written therein? Well, it means to, for one thing, believe them, and to follow them in practice, and to keep them in our hearts, and watch as God reveals. When we keep this time at hand, we are open, willing, and ready for God to reveal it to us. And when it happens, then we can see it and identify it and understand that it is indeed the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. Verse 4. "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne." Now, we know from reading Revelation just recently that the seven spirits are significant later on in how the end time is played out and revealed to us. So it talks about grace be unto you. That's a good greeting to say to one another. Grace be unto you, my brothers and sisters. May God's grace and love and peace from him be with you and with us. I think that's a good greeting to say. "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth." That's significant as well, because we find out later that the kings of the earth are going to toss their crowns at the feet of Jesus. "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Well, I have some reference verses here I'm going to refer to from here, but before we do that, we're going to listen to another short worship song. Let's worship the Lord. Let's just lift his name on high. We've been talking about Jesus. Let's lift the name of Jesus on high. Praise him. We'll be right back.
Your praise.
is the name of the Lord. Well, I just communicated with Elijah. I think he will be calling in soon, but until he does, we'll continue. This reference that it gives in my Bible is to read in Ephesians. We were talking about God's grace in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In other words, it's a gift. By his grace we are saved, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, I say, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Do you know that as children of God, we have an inheritance from God, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will? He's saying here that God has a plan for you and I. He has a plan for our lives, for each one, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased, were God's own possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, for this cause, I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto which ye showed toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I think it's good for us to pray for that within our prayer life, brothers and sisters, that we may give unto you, he's praying that we could receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation and understanding in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That, in other words, we can become mature Christians. And we call that in psychology to become a self-actualized person, a mature adult. Well, we can become a mature Christian in our spiritual person as well. Verse 18, Ephesians 1. The eyes of your understanding or heart are being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Well, I see that our friend has called in, and I'm going to bring him on in a minute. We have been reading reference verses that supplement and add to the book of Revelation. But it's too difficult for me to give all those verses ahead of time to John. So what we're going to have John do is just read through in Swahili the first chapter of Revelation. And you can open in prayer. Hi, John. You can open in prayer. How are you today?
I'm doing cool. How are you?
Great. Good. Lord bless you.
Praise the Lord.
So you can go ahead and open in prayer and then read in that first chapter of Revelation.
We do not read Revelation.
Go ahead.
We do read Revelation 1. I thought we read it.
Go ahead.
Hello.
I explained it to you in the minute before I called you on. Maybe you didn't hear me. Just go ahead and read the first chapter of Revelation, and then you'll understand when you listen to it, the tape.
Okay. Let me pray. Baba, ili Alfa Omega, mwanzo na mwisho, Mungu aliye juu mbinguni, mtukufu, mtakatifu, Baba yetu, uliyeziweka nchi kwa jina lako. Mungu wangu niongoze ninaposoma Revelation katika jina la Yesu. Amina. Ufunuo wa Yesu Kristo uliopewa na Mungu awaonyeshe watu watumwa wake mambo ambayo kwa hana budi kuweka upesi. Naye akatuma kwa mikono kwa mkono wa malaika akamwonyesha mtumwa wake Yohana aliye lishuhudia neno la Mungu na shuhuda ya Yesu Kristo. Ana mambo yote yaliyo yaona yaliyosomayo na wao wayasikia maneno ya unabii huu na kuyashika yaliyoandikwa humo, kwa maana wakati ukaribu. Yohana, kwa yale makanisa saba yaliyoko Asia, neema na iwe kwenye na amani zitokazo kwake yeye aliyeko na aliyekuweko atakaye kuja, na zikitoka kwa roho saba walioko mbele ya kiti chake cha enzi, tena zitokazo kwa Yesu Kristo, shahidi aliye mwaminifu, mzaliwa wa kwanza waliokufa, na mkuu wa ufalme wa dunia, yeye atupendaye na kutuosha dhambi zetu katika damu yake, kutufanya kuwa ufalme na makuhani kwa Mungu, naye ni Baba yake. Utukufu na ukuu una yeye hata milele na milele. Amina. Tazama, niwaja na mawingu, na kila jicho litamwona, na hao walio mchoma na kabila zote za dunia wataomboleza kwa ajili yake. Naam, amina. Mimi ni Alfa na Omega, mwanzo na mwisho, sema Bwana Mungu aliyeko na aliyekuwepo na atakaye kuja Mwenyezi. Mimi Yohana, ndugu yenu na mwenye kushiriki pamoja nami katika mateso na ufahamu na subira ya Yesu Kristo, alikuwa katika kisiwa kitwacho Patimo kwa ajili ya neno la Mungu na ushuhuda wa Yesu. Nalikuwa katika roho siku ya Bwana, nikasikia sauti kuu nyuma yangu kama sauti ya baragumu ikisema, haya uyaonao uyaandike katika chuo, ukayapeleka kwa haya makanisa saba: Efeso, Smirna na Pergamo na Thiatira na Sardi na Philadelphia na Laodika. Nikageuka niona ile sauti iliyosema nani, na nilipogeuka niliona vinara vya taa saba vya dhahabu. Katika ile vinara nikaona mtu mfano wa mwanadamu, amevaa vazi lililofika mguuni na kufungwa mishipi dhahabu matitini. Kichwa chake na nywele zake zilikuwa nyeupe kama sufu nyeupe kwa theluji, na macho yake kama mwali wa moto, na miguu yake kama shaba iliyosuguliwa sana, kana kwamba amesafishwa katika tanuru. Na sauti yake kama sauti ya maji mengi, naye alikuwa na nyota saba katika mkono wake wa kuume, na upanga mkali wenye makali kuwili ukitoka katika kinywa chake, na uso wake kama jua liking'aa kwa nguvu. Nami nilipomwona nilianguka miguuni pake kama mtu aliyekufa, akaweka mkono wake wa kuume juu yangu akisema, usiogope, mimi ni wa kwanza na wa mwisho, aliye hai, nami nilikuwa nimekufa, zama ni hai hata milele na milele, nami ninazo funguo za mauti na za kuzimu. Basi liandike mambo hayo aliyoyaona na naye yaliyopo na yale yatakayokuwa baada ya hayo. siri zile nyota saba ulizoziona katika mkono wangu wa kumi na vile vinara saba vya dhahabu. Zile nyota saba ni malaika wa yale makanisa saba na minara saba ni kanisa, makanisa saba. Let me pray.
Okay.
Baba, tukatika jina Yesu, asante kwa kufanya kusoma neno lako. Baba Mungu, nakuomba wewe ndiye mwenye nguvu zote Baba. Nishukishie baraka na uwepo wako Yesu. Kuna Mungu kama wewe, Mungu ishi Mungu. Wewe ndiye Mungu mtakatifu. Ni Mungu mwenye nguvu, na wewe ndiye Mungu mkuu. Kuna Mungu mwingine ishi Mungu. Aliki diani, aliki anoza. Maana jina lako litukuzwe milele na milele. Hadi milele na milele. Amen.
Thank you, John. Were you able to give the salvation prayer yet?
Yes.
Good. Praise the Lord. Well, let's talk just a few minutes, and then I'll let you go, because I know it's expensive for you to call. And then hopefully you can call in every time if we just do yours at once like this. Perhaps that'll help you. I know you've been having trouble with your phone, and you've been having trouble trying to find water. I'm going to pray, or we're all going to pray, Lord, that the Lord would help all of you and your friends in Africa to find the things you need. In America, we're able to drill wells, but it's probably too expensive, and you probably don't have the equipment to do that. So we're going to pray that the Lord will help you, give you wisdom with how to find the things you need as soon as you've reported a little bit. Would you like to tell us about what's going on in your country?
What is good?
In
your country.
In
English? God is very good. We are doing okay. But at the moment, there are a lot of floods and people killing each other in certain Western Kenya.
So you have a flood and what else?
People killing each other.
Is this to do with the elections, or is it satanic people killing Christians, or what?
Yeah, satanic people with the devil's mind.
So do they have houses of worship for their Satan worshipers? Are they out in the open?
Yeah, they're out in the open, no houses.
But people know who they are?
They come at night and run away. They come in a group, in a large group of people.
And attack people?
Yeah, and they run away.
Does your government do anything to stop this?
They are trying, but those people have machetes and pangas and axes. They pretend to help, then they injure you.
They pretend to help first, and then they hurt people?
Yeah.
So they're using deceit.
Yeah, but we are praying for it. God is in control.
So since they come in the dark, you maybe don't know who they are in the daytime?
It's hard to identify them.
Right.
There are people who will live with them. So it's hard. They wear some mask.
So you don't know who they are.
It's hard to know.
Wow.
So when in the six in the evening, you're not allowed to get out because you might meet them.
So yes, you're not allowed to
talk to me at our church.
You're not allowed to get out of what? Go out at night?
Yeah. On Wednesday, they attacked me at our church. They killed four of them, the family member, and they injured around 10.
Well, I'm going to pray about that right now. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. We know that God's children do not have to live among devil worshipers that kill them. We just bind the spirits, bind the actions of the devil worshipers, and we loose God's angels among Kenya, that the Lord God would bind these people so they would not be able to hurt others, and help the Christians and other good people to be able to identify these devil worshipers, and that the law enforcement will be able to incarcerate them and to stop them from harming and killing people. We believe it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we believe it, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God is good.
God is good, and we're going to believe that he takes some steps to help in this problem and get rid of this crime, this hatred, and this killing of others.
It is so painful. So painful. But we are praying there. We are fasting. In Western Kenya.
So if you meet together in your churches, do they come attack you?
When you are meeting at night, they can come.
So it's better to meet in the daytime.
Yeah. But you know, there is a lot of rain at the moment, floods.
Do you have floods once a year, or twice a year, or three times a year?
Twice.
Twice a year?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are ways to build ditches so that the floods drain off into reservoirs, and you can build ditches by hand with a shovel. Like, do you dig ditches around your house so the water won't get in the house?
We raise our house.
You build it higher?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you have a water problem for your crops, you could have a community reservoir where everybody digs a ditch that will join together and go to the community reservoir. So you can have like a lake from the rainwater. And then, of course, your community will have to treat it so the mosquitoes don't grow.
Mosquito now.
Yeah, but see, if you all build ditches that have a plan, you draw it out, and you connect to a main one that goes to a reservoir wherever your community wants to make it, you could, like, line it with rocks if you don't have concrete. Dig a big, huge hole, not necessarily deep, but big and wide, and line it with rocks. And then everybody in the community would dig a ditch from their property to a main one, and then all the water would drain into that reservoir, and you would have water all year long to water your crops.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you have anything like that?
Not yet at the moment. People are naive here. You need to be empowered. We are trying.
Okay, well, that's something you could do as a community. Everybody could dig their own little part from their property to a main ditch. And if you dig it right, each time you dig on your property, you're also going to dig part of the main ditch. And then when you have all your reservoir lined with rocks, then you might not have the chemicals to spray it for mosquitoes, but you can make things, like little things that people could peddle around on the lake to stir up the water so the larvae can't hatch. Just don't let the water get murky. and then the mosquitoes won't be able to propagate or hatch. So there are ways to do about it. You can all research online about mosquitoes and water ditches. And go ahead, you were going to say something?
The picture I sent you, that was a dry season. I was looking for water.
Okay, but you don't really have to do that when you have rainwater. You just learn how to store the rainwater.
So now it is filled with water.
You learn how to store the rainwater. Then you won't have to dig those holes for well water.
Yes.
Like if you just line that hole with some rocks, you could have a little water stored, but it's better to do one big one that the whole community shares, like a lake. Then you have
a nice big lake.
Someone called me
and congratulated me.
Say that again.
Someone called me.
Someone called you?
From USA. Yeah, from USA.
For what?
Her name is Christine. I don't know where he got my number. But he told me he listens to me with you.
Well, perhaps you can type what you just said, you know, in our communication, and then I'll say it on the radio, because I can't hear you. I'm not sure what you're saying there. So if you're ready to say goodnight, and you could close in prayer in Swahili, and then type for me what you just said, because I couldn't hear you or understand what you said.
How is Maria?
So would you like to close in prayer?
Yes. How is Maria?
She's doing fine.
Good. I pray for you and Maria.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me pray. Baba katika jina la Yesu, ndi mwaminifu, ndi Mungu mkuu. Ndi Mungu mfano na ndi Mungu mwaminifu. Mwanakuomba wakumbuke familia iko na majonzi wakati huu. Anaenda Mungu mkuu. Ndio Mungu mwaminifu. Ndio Mungu mkuu. Kijana na Yesu Baba, naomba nikiamini. Ndio Baba mwaminifu. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for calling in, John. It's real important that people hear the word in their own language. I appreciate you doing that. So we're going to let you go for tonight and hope that you can call in then every Friday night.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless
okay.
you. God is faithful.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Thank you. Take care.
Amen.
God loves you.
Take
Good night.
Too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, my friends, I'm still here. So we will continue on with our show. Let's just take a break with a nice song, and we'll be back with you in just a couple of moments. Let's listen to We Will Glorify the Lord. And that is by Twyla Paris. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Lord of Lords, who is the
praise the name of the Lord. We're so grateful that John could call in from Kenya and he read the first chapter of Revelation in perhaps your native tongue, was in Swahili. And I was reading in Ephesians, which was a referenced section of the scripture from Revelation. I'm reading Revelation tonight, but with reference verses that supplement it and add to it to give greater understanding. And I wanted to be sure to finish this first chapter of Ephesians because it's very, very good, very in-depth and helpful to us as new Christians. And here, Apostle Paul is saying that cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding or your heart being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. For above, or far above, all principality and rule and power or authority and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Did you hear that, brothers and sisters? That we are the body of Christ. We are the fullness of him here on earth. We are the Spirit of God, or the vision or body of Christ, symbolically speaking, that people of this world see and recognize as part of God and his kingdom. So it's important that we live our lives according to the scripture and the best that we can according to God's will and desire for us. Well, I'm still waiting to for a message here from John. So what I will do is play another worship song. I love the music, don't you? Isn't it wonderful? Let's lift the name of the Lord together and listen to, Lord, I lift your name on high. We might have done this one already, but I just like it. With Stuart Townsend, I think it's a real good one. Lord, I lift your name on high, and we'll be right back.
Love to see.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm just communicating with John, telling him what I had suggested for the community, since they have floods or rains twice a year, that if everybody dug a small ditch from their house to a main area that had tributaries that went into a main ditch, that, and then if they could line or stack these ditches as much as they can with rocks, although they won't be able to get it all done at once. Each year they might be able to add more, but at least if they could get the rocks down underneath the wherever they want to build a lake, and then just the rain itself without any tributaries or small ditches is going to save some of that water. And then they would have water throughout the year to water their plants and keep the area from flooding and keep the topsoil from running off and going away, because you don't want to lose the good topsoil for planting crops. So it's good, it's important, it's necessary, it's essential. In other words, you have to do this in order to have successful farming throughout an area, to have predictable crops that grow every year so they're not washed out and ruined. You have to have ditches around them, so the floods won't ruin your crops, and you'll have water throughout the year to water your plants when you don't have rain. So I'm explaining that to him here on in a message to him. So I will, just because I want to get this message to him, and I'd like to talk with you a little bit more and pray with you before we go. Let's worship the Lord together with one more song, and let's do one I haven't done yet. We haven't listened to "Endless Hallelujah" for a long time. I used to play it a lot, but I haven't played it in a long time. "Endless Hallelujah" is sung by Matt Redman. Remember, you can get these songs online and download for a small fee. We'll be right back, so stay with us. "Endless Hallelujah" with Matt Redman.
We will worship you, and endless.
for being with us, friends. We're coming to the close of another show tonight. We just want you to remember that God loves you, and I love you, we love you. And we'll see you next time, every Friday night. This time, 9 p.m. for me, but it might be in the morning for you. And we just pray that the Lord God will be with you and bless you and keep you. And until next time, God loves you, and so do I. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, my friends. Until next time, this is Diane Lynn, your host. God loves you.